With me. Of course you can have a word with me.
Perfect. So I've been, we've been thinking complaints and I've been watching. You haven't been doing anything that a lot of things that they're complaining about, I actually haven't seen you do.
Okay. Can you clue me in on what?
I will. Give me a chance. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, what they were telling me that you're doing is blocking people's paths, which you can't do. And I haven't seen it, okay. But I just want to talk to you about that. Just
sure.
Make sure that you don't do that.
So right.
We don't cross any boundaries. Okay?
Right, right.
All right. And then the other thing I want to talk to you about is the amplified device actually is illegal.
Oh.
But I haven't, I'm not going to push that issue.
Okay.
To me right now, it's not worth it, but I'm going to kind of pocket that one. All right. So
are you telling me to stop using it?
You know what? If you keep it down at the levels that you are right now, again, I might come up to you and ask you to stop using it.
Okay. Because I want to obey the law.
Yeah. If I'm telling you it's illegal.
So they have permits for it?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. And they have a permit for it out here?
Permit for it.
They were just cranking this one in my ear.
Oh.
Do they have a permit for that one out here?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. Because if they play that one out here outside of their park, I'm going to use mine. If they don't play that one, I'll shut mine off. That sounds like a fair trade. Or if I can use it, and I'm going to go with what you tell me. If you tell me I can use it, I'm in an open space like this. I turn it down. When I get close to people, I don't blast them.
Yeah.
But they were blasting us.
And that's exactly why I haven't talked to you.
Look at the size of it compared to what they got going on.
I'm trying to be reasonable.
Thank you, officer. Yeah, appreciate that.
So, like I said, I if you want to turn it off, turn it off.
Am I going to get ticketed if I don't?
So what's going to happen is if I see you doing some other things that I can ticket you for, I'll probably tack that one on.
Oh.
So it depends.
But you're not going to because I don't do those things. Yeah,
right.
I didn't block any sidewalks.
Yeah.
I go and preach all over the country, and the last one I encountered was my wife and I stood side by side this whole time, and the police came up to me, and they said, "We got to talk to you." And I said, "What, officer? Thank you for your service." And he goes, "It was reported you were running down the street and grabbing a woman's arm." And I said, "Officer, I've been with my wife the whole time." And I went like this. I said, "Would you like to review my body cam footage the entire time I've been here?" He goes, "You're probably good." I said, "Officer, I don't do that. I've been doing this for years."
And
I've been doing this for years, and I've never been arrested yet, and I don't plan on it today. So whatever you tell me is I'm within the bounds. If I can continue to use my amp, I would like to because this is a big open space.
Yeah.
But if you tell me I can't, I'll shut it up, and I'll just preach. I got a big enough voice.
And like I said, that's something I wasn't going to push the issue on because it's kind of a minor thing.
Well, it's not minor if you give me a ticket. I just don't want to get a ticket, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like your taillight's out, it's minor, but I don't want a ticket. So I guess I got it on audio. You're not going to... Can I give you a gospel card because we care for your souls?
Okay.
You want me to obey man's law, we got to obey God's law, and that's why we're here. I'm just going to use it until you tell me. If you give me a warning, tell me you got to shut it off, I'll shut it off.
I absolutely will give you a warning.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so no, we weren't blocking the sidewalk. We were walking around here, moving
Thanks
around.
Thanks for clarifying that.
We don't
I absolutely will give you a warning.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is yesterday, were you guys here yesterday?
I was, yeah.
Okay, I wish you guys were here yesterday. We got surrounded by like 30 of their people. And they were like honing in to like lay hands. And I said, we really don't want to do that. And we had to walk out. And they're following us around. And I always ask the police officers, let me ask you guys, if my wife and I were following people around and yelling in their face and doing this, is that considered harassment, like harassing? We had a woman that was just out here like this, yelling in my face, talking in tongues. And I said, ma'am, get back for about 45 seconds.
Yep.
If I did that to people, would you come and talk to me and tell me I shouldn't do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
They do that all the time, and police rarely step up and defend the street preacher. I wonder why.
So, I got that same report yesterday.
Okay.
Someone came, one of the people that are working the event told
me
that.
The workers that did it, by the way.
And I came over here, and by the time I got here, I think it was...
I'm not blaming you, but it was the workers that did it. They came out and surrounded us.
If I see that, I will come out and address
it. I'm used to this.
Okay.
I'm used to it. I got beat up at a Baptist church by the security guards on a public sidewalk.
Okay.
So, let me just share something with you. You know what's crazy? We go all over the country and do this. I retired early to do this. Imagine that. I could be out hunting and fishing the rest of my life. We don't take people's money. I don't panhandle.
Yep.
I support myself. We do this because we love our neighbor. We love all of you. We get to witness to people all over.
Yeah.
You know where we run into the most demonic, aggressive, offensive people? In the churchianity places. When I go into the world and talk to the drug dealers and the gutters and all that, they usually thank me and go, man, I'm not ready to follow Jesus, but thanks for loving me.
Yeah.
They don't call the police on me.
Yeah.
These places, they threaten, they lie, they call the police. People were spitting. People were grabbing my sign yesterday. People were calling us swear words using vile finger gestures. So it's just amazing. It's just a testimony against this place.
Okay.
It's why we tell people to watch out for the churchianity systems in America.
I'll try to hang out here a little bit more today. Because my job is to protect both sides.
I appreciate that. And I preached in Oshkosh, and there were some people surrounding us, and they were screaming, tongue-talking in our face. I mean, like, I could smell their breath. I don't want to get that close to you. But I mean, it was bad. And I said, can you back down? A cop came out, an officer came out, and he told me you can't use your amp. He was actually wrong. Him, in that case, I could. And I said, could you do me a favor? I said, could you just ask those people, just give us some space? Because I said, I don't want any problems. You know what he said to me? Public sidewalk. And I said, but they're in my face. They're chasing my wife. He goes, can't help you. And I got on the phone and I called a lieutenant and I said, I just want clarity on the amp law. Gave me clarity. I was perfectly legal. And then I said, should someone be allowed to scream in my wife's face? He goes, no, absolutely not. I said, you might want to talk to your officer. You know what was awesome? To credit to the officers. The next day we went out there, that officer came up, brought us bottled water. He said, glad you're here again. He said, I hope you have a good day. Yeah. I think he got rebuked by his lieutenant going, you need to protect both sides. Yeah. Thank you.
It's got to be both sides.
I appreciate that. Because I don't chase anybody. We're not here to accost anybody. And so it's all good. It's all peaceful.
And if I see something like you're I saw that you're kind of going in a circle sometimes when you're talking and stuff, and the accident getting someone's way.
Oh.
And if somebody complains about that, that's not blocking.
Wow,
the
I get people getting my way all the time.
Yeah, that's not blocking the
sidewalk. No, right.
So
I
use discretion.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Thank you
for your service, officers.
Yeah.
You guys stay safe. You got bigger problems to deal with than the street preacher, but thank you for keeping both sides even.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
God be praised.